When I was a kid growing up, that's all we ever had was the white squash. And I never had even seen one until I got grown, I don't guess, a yellow squash. I don't know whether it's something that just came on, or maybe we just didn't have them, but I didn't even know what a yellow squash, those crooked neck squash were.
What about that thing that when you chop it up it makes your eyes water? You got them raising them?
They do what now?
You make your eyes water when you chop them up.
Onions?
Yeah. What different types of them? You got the little fresh ones you might eat?
Spring onions and Bermuda onions and... Well, you got the red and the... But that's what we used to say, more Bermuda and spring onions. Those spring onions were just the little fresh ones.
Yeah. You mentioned potatoes. What kind of them, Mike?
Ash potatoes or sweet potatoes.
I see.
Sweet potatoes, I don't know whether do y'all grow sweet potatoes around where you live?
Sure. What kind y'all raise? We raise.
Yeah, we have, I don't like Nancy Hall, I'll tell you that.
Or Rissen?
Yeah. I don't like that Nancy Hall, the yellow, I don't like the orange, dark colored sweet potatoes.
What about,
How about a Coke? I'm going to get me a Coke.
Okay, I'd love one.
Joanne, you want anything to drink?
Good, when I was younger. But, I never had anybody to play with, but. Come time for me to leave, go off school. All the kids started coming back around the area. We have these things called lime sinks where I'm from. You know, the limestone kind of sinks down under the ground and creates a place, you know, a kind of a, I don't know what you'd call it.
Was it a pocket of water in it or dirt or soil?
No, never water in it. Yeah. There are all sorts of caves down around Georgia.
It's kind of hilly there around your home.
Sure is. Funny thing about it, they used to try and fill those things up, Mr. And they filled the one up by our house, and then one night it was this huge noise. It just went, and all the water went down and went down underneath it. Just about,
my God.
All drained out in about 3 or 4 hours. I'm glad nobody was sitting down there by the water.
Yeah.
But Coke tastes good, thank you. Every time you buy a Coke, you're helping my university.
Oh, are?
Yeah, old Candler, you know, gives a lot of money to Emory, and that's the Coca-Cola. It's all located in Atlanta.
This fellow lived down there all the time. I guess he's in Atlanta somewhere around there, works for Coca-Cola. I don't know exactly what his position is.
Well, it's a big company.
Yeah, he has a pretty good job with him, I think.
Yeah. As Coca-Cola goes, so goes Emory. A lot of stock and stuff like that. We were talking about vegetables and things you might raise. Any other which kind of fruits that y'all would have around here?
All the people have peach trees and apple trees and things like that, but it's not really peach or apple country. And we used to have, though in our backyard, we had a couple of cherry trees, and they used to do real good. They had these big red cherries.
Yeah.
And they were good. Now, we enjoyed those.
I'm going to have an interview with you.
Well, he was talking about where they lived and they're in Emory. Now, what's the name of the town?
Where I'm from?
Yeah.
Albany, Georgia.
Albany.
Yeah. Right.
Well, I've heard of Albany, all right.
Yeah, it's not a small sized town. You're talking about peaches, those peaches that you raise, maybe that are real, you know.
Freestone?
Yeah. You got a freestone peach?
Then they have a cling peach, too, that not a freestone, though. And, of course, we used to raise strawberries, too. Of course, there are a lot of strawberries raised here in Arkansas. I can imagine you have a lot of strawberries raised around your home, don't you, or not?
No. Up in the northern part of the state, you can raise them, but you sure can't get them around where I'm from. Any other kind of berries?
Well, dewberries and blackberries.
Yeah.
Now, raspberries and things like that, they don't grow good here, though.
I see.
But